while you're truly on a path of development and preparation for future ministry, it's not going to get less, and there's not going to be lucrative job offers that will continue to torment you away from the kingdom. In fact, God says, I'm going to shift seasons in the not-too-distant future where you're going to work less for the same pay, but you're going to have more time to give to the kingdom. And there will be a time you'll have one hand on business and one hand on ministry, and there will be a season you'll feel like you're plowing in two different fields, but then sooner or later, the business plow is going to just get so boring and cumbersome, and you're going to just say, I'm going to put both hands on the ministry plow. And you don't have to fret and worry and stay up at night pacing the floor wondering how, when, where, who, and what. Just God says, I'm giving that picture so you understand there's a dual thing that God's doing right now to transition you and to set priority and to even set your finances and some dreams that you have. And God didn't bring you this far away to shut you down. Sister, you are a major dreamer. You love to dream big. And she keeps you up at night, brother, sometimes with her dreams. And she said, let's just go to sleep, honey, and then we'll pray about it in the morning. It's like, no, and another thing. And I said, and you're like, oh, yeah. And she's loaded. She gets night vision. And it's because there's dreams that God has given you, and it's big. I just think there's a largeness over you that don't deny it, but don't be seduced by a false dream that seems, well, this is just carnal. Now there's a real strategy that God has that's going to continue to make you a couple of influence in the kingdom of God, but also you're going to continue to have influence with some major people in some major businesses and major positions in certain sectors of even politics where you're going to have a voice. Brother, your voice is steady, but it's going to get occasionally loud, and occasionally you're going to have a word in your mouth. And you won't have to say, thus saith the Lord, and I was reading my Bible, and I got this. You say, you know what, I feel like we're supposed to do this. Yeah. You know, I feel, can I just share something with you? And once you get permission, you get to put the word in. And you're going to learn how to speak business Bible. You're going to be able to take the Bible into the business marketplace and speak it without them knowing it. It's going to be almost undercover. You're going to speak in code. You're going to speak kingdom code. It's like you're going to, say it this way, it's like you're going to plant a virus in their software and they won't even know it's there, but it's going to take over. Amen. It's going to change some systems. You're going to even at times root out corruption. You're going to prevent corruption. You're going to see it coming, and you're going to save the day. You're going to save people from being seduced by corrupt minds and hearts. Amen. And that will make you a shining star. And you're going to say, you know, and then you're finally going to give testimony. You're going to stand before a Felix someday and they say, you know what? It was God. It's God that allowed me to do this and brought me this far. Yes, the more and more again, you're going to, and I know there's a lot of imported people in this house, but more and more, God's going to let your light shine about why you are in Edmonton. Because even sometimes you look at each other and go, why are we here again? Sometimes you have to kind of coach each other up. Like, oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. But I think God's going to continue to add to your testimony to reinforce why you're here for such a time as this. We don't want to ever try to put expiration dates, and we don't try to do date setting and things. But just here's the thing. Plant firmly in, hold everything loosely. Drop your roots, but hold everything loosely. And let God take and give whenever and however he wants. Because what you have is from God. And what he's going to bring you is going to be from God. And then if he's going to shift resources and shift things, you just easily let it go. Yes. You'll easily let go of things. They won't have you. They'll only be just little tools, but they're going to be some big expensive tools God's going to trust you with. Some big things, sis. You've got big dreams. There's another place. You know, it's enough work to clean one house. You're thinking, I don't need another house, but there's another facility God's going to open up for the two of you for ministry, and it's going to be big. And there's going to be gatherings, retreats. There's going to be ministry. There's going to be worship there. There's going to be getaways, and somehow you guys are going to have stewardship of it, and it won't be a burden, but it will be a tool. And you're going to organize things for leaders, especially young couples. You're going to really help young couples stay on track. Because you've had a few Good thing you were roped together, because one of you went over the cliff one time. He's like, honey, you're down there? Yeah, hang on, I'm pulling you up. It's like, oh my gosh, good thing we were roped together, because you got to stay roped together, because there's some slippery slopes that you're climbing. There are some things, again, the tactics of the enemy want you to trip and fall. And so you're going to stay focused, but here's the deal. You're going to be so impassioned about holding your marriage in high esteem and strength that you're going to turn around and give back to others. In fact, I'll just say it this way. There's going to be times you're going to be running on empty and you're going to feel so low. And that's when you're going to say, we need to have a retreat with some other people. We have nothing to give, so we're going to have a retreat and give what we don't have. Give and it shall be given unto you. And you're going to come out on top. You're going to walk in, low, chins dragging, burned out, but you're going to walk out way up here. Because you live in an upward call in Christ. It's an upward call. So there's much ministry to do in and out of the house, but your voices are going to get continually clearer, stronger. There's a forcefulness that you're not forcing things on people, but you're going to force them to make a decision. And so that's another dimension of the way you're going to disciple people, is make them decisional Christians. Christianity is a decisional theology. You decide, I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm making a decision for Christ. Yeah, it's decisional. Yeah, we believe in regeneration of the Holy Spirit, and we believe in you know, election, and we believe in predestination, all that. That's all biblical. The golden chain in Romans, we believe in that. But there comes a point where the Holy Spirit will prod you to say, let's make a decision. Sometimes people come right up to the edge and nobody makes them, nobody offers the decision. So you're going to close the deal many times. You guys are going to be good closers. And you're going to see people quickly come into the kingdom and make decisions. Team, 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 team. Can't stress it enough. Continue to build team, work in team, grow in team, laugh in team, cry in team, pray together in team, and go and make more disciples.